Tonight, each and every show, of course, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. I always say none better. My favorite, the Grand Dame, Ellen Ratner, is just soaking up the Supreme Court decisions because they also personally affect her. Ellen, and you've made no secret about that. Of course, you talked about how what this has meant to you financially in the past. Now the floodgates have opened up, and of course, we're talking about the Supreme Court rulings, the two different ones on gay marriage. So tell us what it means to you personally.
Okay,
then.
So the first one, the Defense of Marriage Act, would certainly affect me. I've been married for 8.5 years. My partner is in medical school, so she does not earn an income. I'm not a cradle robber. She's younger than me, but not much in that way. And basically, medical school, you know, maybe I'm somebody in my 20s, but no, with somebody in my 20s, no, or their 20s. But in any case, so we can actually, the rules are not definite yet, but it looks like we'll be able to file for the last 3 years because we filed jointly in New York, be able to file jointly with the feds and get a lot of money back every year. That's just one. Two, no gift tax. You can transfer between married partners. So I don't have to worry about getting an insurance policy to cover if I die, that kind of thing. Three, I'll be 62 years old. If I kick the bucket afterwards, she could get my Social Security. She's a veteran. I was just at the Department of Veterans Affairs today. There's all kinds of benefits, including perhaps being able to use the Veterans Hospital for various illnesses. A lot of that is just things that were not available to me 3 days ago.
Wow, so that is very, very big financially. That adds up to a lot of dough.
It adds up to a lot of dough. And the way that I really used to explain it to Republicans is, well, you don't believe in tax, heavy taxation. No. Well, why should I have to pay all this taxes and you don't have to?
Yeah. Yep. And the president today reacts. He's at a press conference in Senegal, and he says they're going to have to look at what? Every federal statute. So he's saying let's really go deeper on this, right?
Right. There's apparently around 1,100 statutes. Now, what's so interesting is, let's assume I'm married in Massachusetts or New York, and I've been filing my income tax jointly and all that kind of thing. Well, now I decide to maybe move to my home state, the great state of Ohio. Doesn't have gay marriage. Well, the IRS decides who's married by your state form. In other words, it's often it's your state income tax form. So if you can't file jointly in a state because they don't have gay marriage, then you actually may not be eligible for the federal tax double filing.
All right.
It gets
so,
very complicated.
It does get very complicated, and we knew that right after the rulings came out, without a doubt. Absolutely. So we move from that, because we're going to be talking about this for a while, I'm sure of it, and how it all is vetted out. Yeah, across the states and stuff, like you said. So immigration reform, this is also big. I was at some meeting, and then I flipped on my iPhone, and I saw the Senate 6832. 14 Republicans voted with Democrats, so they passed this. What does it mean next?
Well, it means that it first goes to the House of Representatives, but the Speaker Boehner said that in the bill in its former way is not going to get brought up on the floor at all. So he's preventing it. Now what does that mean? I just don't know. Unless they try and do something to change the bill in the House, that will be more towards Republicans likely. But don't forget, without an immigration bill, there are certain states that are not going to be happy campers. And in those districts, Republicans are going to want a bill like that because they probably have a lot of immigrants. So the question is whether there can be something like a discharge petition. And I didn't, honestly, I have to confess, I didn't look up exactly how many votes, whether it's two-thirds or three-fourths or whatever, for discharge petition to actually get a bill on the floor without having to approve of it via the Speaker.
Yeah. All right, so then we move to this one. The grand jury returns an indictment on the Tsarnaev brother, the 19-year-old. How many counts?
30 counts. But it looks like, and I didn't read the entire indictment. It's apparently 70 pages plus long. I'm not sure, 72, 74, something like that. But what's interesting is that when his brother died of injuries, and apparently what happened is that they somehow had a shootout. They got the brother out of the car somehow, or he fell out of the car. He was being cuffed by the police. Tsarnaev, according to the indictment, decided to take advantage of that and try and ram his car into the police. The police got out of the way. The brother obviously didn't. They tried to pull him out of the way, and they said that he was actually a contributing factor in the killing of his brother.
There you go. Hey, last one, Edward Snowden. What's the president going to do? He's not going to scramble jets, is that right?
Well, I guess he's not going to scramble jets, and he said that he had not talked to the Chinese premier or to President Putin about this, that he didn't really believe that it sort of rose to that occasion and where they were going to make American rules very different because of that, or, you know, try and press Americans' power. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that, because, of course, Jay Carney at his briefing said something very different yesterday.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Ellen Ratner, high as a kite. I love it. Thanks so much. As always, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ellen. That's awesome,
bye.
Man. Bye-bye. All right, so we're scrambling along here on America Tonight as we flip into yet the final weekend in June. Do you believe it? I can't believe it. We are almost upon another holiday, my friends. 4th of July. 4th of July, I noticed because there was a run on flags in two big stores near me. I don't know about you, so that's good news. People are flying the flag. And speaking of flying the flag, that's something that Edward Snowden isn't doing. You heard me ask Ellen that there at the end. And Snowden is not going to have those scrambled jets. That was kind of the word that Obama said. He's not going to try to scramble jets to get the 29-year-old hacker. That was the quote. That's why we said it that way. He told reporters that during that news conference in Senegal. It's one of his stops on the several African nation tour that he's doing. He said he didn't even talk to China or Russia about Snowden, who, you know, obviously they're in play here. He, in his speech, National Security Agency Director Keith Alexander was a little bit different than the president. He said there may be more leaks to come from Snowden. He said the leaks have caused massive, massive, significant and irreversible damage to our nation's security. So while the president says, well, you know, I didn't even talk to China or Russia. I didn't do any of that wheeling and dealing. I'm not scrambling jets. I'm not doing any of that. You got the National Security Agency chief who is definitely scrambling in a different direction. He says what's going on in these leaks is unconscionable. In my opinion, it hurts our nation and our allies. And it's flat wrong. How about you, America? Have you changed your mind? Is it flat wrong what Snowden did? Or is he being snow-jobbed by the administration? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplements. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,287.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,321.31, $660.65 for a half ounce, or $330.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,321.31, $660.65, and $330.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight, we're going to dive into things even other than politics, what's shaking across the USA. As I said, we get ready for another 4th of July. Turning the page, we're at that halfway point on the year. Wow. And what a year it's been for the things that I would consider the blunders and the successes. Unfortunately, because of what's happened in the last 2 months, I really have nicknamed what's gone on as, you know, the year of the whistleblower, and the fact that we have committee after committee after committee after committee, so it's also the year of spending your tax dollars in ridiculous directions. I mean, I would like to know all those committee hours. I tried to get this information, and, you know, they really didn't have that information for me when I called one of the congressional offices. But if you could take all the hours of all these committees for all the scandals and add them up, we're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that are being heaped on our tax bill. Because it always comes down to that, ladies and gents, and you know that. When we talk about a big government, part of, I think, so much of us having that agita over it is the fact that we know that we are just throwing money down a rat hole. We just keep throwing. What do they say? You're throwing good money off after bad money? Or how about it's all bad all the way around? Pretty much that's what it feels like. And the reason it feels that way is because it's one scandal, one blunder, one problem after another, one problem after another. Wouldn't it be amazing if you had a politician or even 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they call a press conference in the Rose Garden to say, you know, geez, we don't know what to do with them. We have a surplus here. Ugh, we have a surplus. So we're thinking about giving all of you some money back. Yeah, that's what the program is. In my lifetime, I don't think we're going to see that. We want to give you some money back that doesn't have any strings attached to it because of all the money that you've dumped in to our committees and our investigating and all of that sort of stuff. All right, the immigration bill in the House, it's worth fleshing this out a little bit more, too. So the U.S. Senate passes this immigration bill, which was surprising to me. I don't think this hurdles the roadblocks it'll face in the House. I think it's a much different story when it gets to the House. But it does go through the Senate. So after all this conversation, 68-32 is the vote. And now it will be shot over to the House side of the chambers, right? Where it'll face lots of opposition about border security and amnesty for the 11 million illegal immigrants. So the Senate vote wraps up 3 weeks of wild debate where Republicans went after the Democratic leadership big time, and somehow they all emerged from this. You know, at one point it was incredibly broad, the language. So the bill, backed, of course, by the president, would invest $46 billion in new dollars to increase border security and revamp the visa system. You know, we've only been talking about the problems with the visa system since 9/11 and then after 9/11, because every time something happens, we find out, oh, yeah, they were here on a visa that expired. Oh, yeah, that nut in Dallas who wanted to blow up the downtown building. Ah, an expired visa, of course. You know, it's the first thing, it's odd, but when I hear about a terror attack or what is believed to be a terror attack, the first thing that I'm scanning information for, I'm not kidding you, what I'm looking for, the person's name or what's believed to be their name and whether or not they're here on some kind of a student visa or whatnot, especially student visas, because I'm thinking, oh, I bet it expired. I bet you dollars to donuts it expired, and that's what's happened way too many times. So anyway, it was debated nonstop pretty much since May. At the very beginning of May, in the Senate Judiciary Committee, now on the Senate floor, backed by the Prez, like I said. And we'll see what the House Republicans have up their sleeves, because they've got bills that are a little more narrow. They're not quite as broad. The language is very specific. And they don't have any steps toward legalization and citizenship for the people who are in the country illegally, the 11 million or so. You know, that's not even included in it. In fact, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, warned that every step of the legislative process, he would only consider bills that have the support of the majority of the 234 Republicans in his chamber. Because he says, you know, the House is not going to take up and vote on whatever the Senate passes. We're doing our own bill. It's going to be the will of our Republican majority and the will of the American people. That's what he blasted out at his weekly press conference. So I think the chances of Obama getting a bill to sign into law that takes supposedly the illegals, the 11 million illegals out of the shadows, is slim to none. I think slim to none. Because if they're coming out of the shadows and they're following whatever this path is going to be, first of all, the thing about the payback and paying back the taxes and some of the other things that are included in the language, I find very doubtful of trying to implement that. But okay, let's say it's put out there, it's voted on, shock upon shock. Now all of a sudden everybody's coming out of hiding, I'll call it. People who are looking for jobs now, people who want to go to school, people who want to serve in the military, because they're not going to be fearful about the fact that they're connected in this country illegally. And I don't think they're even going to debate this till the fall. If they can push it off to the fall, I do not think they're going to do it until then. So we're not going to have this sail through. In one way, I'm surprised about the Senate, but the House would be really the major block. So if we look at what the $46 billion would be, the Senate Border Security Amendment, that the Republicans put on there to get support for the bill, saying, okay, we'll do this if you have this in place. We're talking $46 billion, by the way, which always is going to be higher than the number they say, but that's over 10 years. We're talking 20,000 more after we've just let go some and furloughed other Border Patrol agents, 20,000 more law enforcement types, mostly border people at the U.S.-Mexican border, and then finishing the construction of the 700-mile fence, because there's big chunks of it, like 350 miles, that are not even done. And then the surveillance equipment that they're talking about that has to be in place. I mean, me oh my, we're talking about a lot of work here that's going to take years to complete. So the pathway to citizenship is probably, if all things being equal were passed, it's probably 10 years away. By the time you would build everything and all of that, it would be, to have those markers in place, probably 10 years. And the visas, they got to get the visas straight. For goodness sake, can't they do that now? Put everything else aside, fix the visa problem. All the high-tech industries, all the technology companies, you fix the visas, because they have lots of people that are coming in on those visas. Make them stronger so that we know when a temporary work visa expires. Can't we get that right? I mean, that's pretty easy. It's not going to take $46 billion to straighten out the visa dilemma. And then at least, when we start to put pieces together, when something happens and we can't believe it, well, then guess what? We'll be able to trace those steps that much easier, and hopefully we won't be saying, oh, they were on an expired visa. They've been living in the shadows after coming here for 2 years. And then they try to make a run at a subway system, at a bridge, at an airport, whatever. Something. Tried to go after us in some way. So all things being equal, to me, I think this is, you know, that's where you can level the playing field a little bit more. At least get the visa situation straightened out. Do that at least. Tony Soprano, a.k.a. James Gandolfini, laid to rest. He tops odds and ends. We got that on the flip side.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment,
Mind, Survival and Self-Reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Memorialized, eulogized for the last time at the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in Manhattan. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. That tops odds and ends. They actually picked that church because there were so many family members and friends and fans that were going to be there that they decided, the family decided that they were going to make this big for him. And that church is big. I've been there. And so there's plenty of room to accommodate everybody. And it was a who's who as far as celebs were concerned. Everybody that he worked with was there. And, including Edie Falco and everybody else that Lorraine Bracco and everybody else that was the part of the cast for The Sopranos. You also had the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who knew James Gandolfini, because he was a Jersey guy, went to Rutgers, rooted for the teams, and was very much out there, especially on the sports scene, along with what he had done for all those years on The Sopranos. And I think by now, he had a heart attack. He was in Italy with his family, had a nine-month-old daughter and a 13-year-old son. That's the thing about that. He leaves behind a wife and some kids. And it's always, 51 is definitely that still young to me where somebody's having a heart attack. And, of course, he was a big guy, and he had a lot of trouble trying to exercise and that kind of stuff. But regardless, he had a heart attack, and that was it overseas. They brought him back, and he was, like I said, everybody and who was anybody came out to see, to, you know, say goodbye, and that's what it was like, I think, for the family. It was probably good because they were all embracing him and showing them, you know, how much they loved this character and how much they loved him. Because for The Sopranos held court from 1999 to 2007, and he was a pretty talented guy. His role as Tony Soprano was really a great role. He really nailed that character. There's no question about it. So rest in peace, James Gandolfini. The glue tonight here at the mothership is Kyle Kyle, and Kyle told me off the air, and we're going to bring him on the air, that he kind of liked The Sopranos in the beginning, but then it soured from him, you know, for him. How did it sour for you?
Well, at first it was a gangster show with family problems, and eventually it became Knights of Our Lives, owned by gangsters.
Knights of Our Lives, I like that.
If I want to watch family drama, I'll go home.
You all may feel the same way. Michael in Jersey says, "Yo, Kate, what exit are you from?" And he says, "I agree with you. Gandolfini really, really had it done well. And I say fond farewell. He played a mafia boss better than anyone, except for maybe Pacino as Michael Corleone. Maybe it's even a tie." Then I got this other note here from Jake in Austin, who says, "I grew up in the South. I lived in the Midwest. I really can't say I had any connection, thank goodness, to the mafia, but I wouldn't want any connection after watching The Sopranos. He really did a great job as a mob boss. Farewell, James Gandolfini." Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. And we've been saying this. We've had Don Wiskin on the show, you know, the master behind Extendivite. And whenever I had those conversations with Don, what did we talk about so often? I told him how so many men in my family had heart attacks. Even my grandfather, Delaney, I never met. He was dead before he was 42. So it's very scary what's going on as far as heart attacks. Is it the way we live now, the stresses combined with, you know, a zillion other things, and he's another example of that. When you think in your head when somebody has the world by a tail and they've got a family and they've done well financially, so, geez, we all think of the financial pressures off, but there were certainly other things that affected his health. So they had the service, then they had a private wake. They had a private wake on Wednesday at a funeral home in Park Ridge, New Jersey, and that was an invitation-only deal, family, friends, and that kind of thing. And the quotes that came out of that were just, it's a nightmare for the whole family. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. Everybody's just absolutely devastated, and it's because, you know, a heart attack in one way, for the person who goes, they go quickly, perhaps, right, if they have a heart attack and they die. But for the people that are left behind, it's so stunning and shocking. One moment here, fine. Next thing you know, boom, they're gone. And that's absolutely what happened to him. All right, some more odds and ends to throw at you. The conversation, besides Ed Snowden, which we'll get to, we talked about a little bit there when I was sharing the Obama quote of saying, you know, hey, I didn't talk to the Chinese or the Russians, and I'm not scrambling jets. But then you have the NSA chief who's hysterical and I think wants to deck Snowden or worse because he says he's costing us way too much. Besides that conversation, while, by the way, he's in limbo at the Moscow airport, which apparently to Vladimir Putin doesn't count as being in that country, but okay. So he's stalled out there. I have 3-4 friends who think for sure he's a target. They agree with Ron Paul. They think he's going to be assassinated. Somebody even said to me today, oh, a drone's going to take him out. I'm like, a drone? You're watching too much TV. You think a drone is going to take him out? I don't think so. But will he get asylum somewhere, and is it going to be Ecuador? That's the big question. Is he going to make it to Ecuador? So while he's sitting there in nowhere man's land, the rest of us are sweltering across the U.S. That is the conversation. Each and every year, you know, we gear up for the different seasons if we live in a place with the different seasons. But how many of you have seen the mercury rise? And are you saying, whoa, put on the brakes, Mother Nature. You are clobbering us. You know how hot it was in a place I used to live? I don't know how I survived it, boy. I'll tell you, I lived in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas when I was living there didn't stay in Vegas. Because you complained, you kvetched, you told everyone how you felt like you were on fire. So the forecast coming up for Vegas, which already has hit way into the hundreds, they're saying on Saturday and Sunday we're talking 116 and 117 degrees. Yeah, that's the weather where you're just looking for anywhere that has the best air conditioning you can possibly sit in. And who cares if you feel like you're frozen after coming in off the streets at this all-time record highs, because if it hits 117, that'll be a record high. Death Valley, there's a reason they call it Death Valley. The temperature's there reaching 128 degrees. I mean, that's ridiculous. There, it's like you're dancing on the sun. Time to dance to the sun gods. I mean, what are you wearing when you're tooling around Death Valley? I just got to think, that is one place where you would not want to have your car break down in the middle of the day. I mean, that is severe. That is massive sunshine. And the problem is, like, when you get that, there's always the risk of a fire kicking up. You know, because especially if you get just the right conditions and some idiot does something, that with the wave of temperatures, that it becomes dry fuel for fires because the atmosphere just heats up. So you got Death Valley is definitely the hottest place at 128. That's incredible. And Phoenix is seeing like 119. And so the usual suspects, Boise, you got some friends in Boise, 104, and Reno, it's 106 degrees, and that is tough to take, boy. When you see the red stuff coming up, you want to burrow in somewhere without a doubt. That's just too much to take. And then the elevator conversation really absolutely becomes solely about the weather. Not that it always isn't, but it really turns into that, you know, without a doubt, because you can't help yourself. You're sweltering. It's on your mind. You can't get yourself thinking in any other direction except for your focus on the weather and how horrific it is, how terrible it is. So ever since the NSA leak, whistleblower Ed Snowden telling us just how extreme the NSA was, you know, data diving on us, the conversation over privacy and rights and spying has really ratcheted up around the country as to what information is fair game, or is any of it really fair game, and do we have prying eyes everywhere? I mean, are you looking around? I see people kind of looking around. Are you looking around for cameras like we live in London, somewhere up in the poles, or, you know, somewhere up in the light poles? Are you watching a little bit more at those red light, with the red light cameras you're watching when you pull up to that? Are you looking around in the stores a little bit more? Are you looking around in that, like I said, neighborhood? I think so. I can tell you where they are really scanning your license plate, and they have the 911 on you. This is one city where you do not want to live in this country, in my opinion. I'm going to tell you where it is next.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life.
A little Diana Krall. Here's a great trivia question for all of you. How many people know who Diana Krall is married to? Let's say another musician who's pretty good on his own right, and he really likes jazz, but he's not a jazz musician. Any ideas who she's married to? We can rule out a few people. Mick Jagger? No. Peter Gabriel? No. But kind of think along those lines. Anybody know? If you know, shoot me the answer at americatonight.net. Send it to me through the miracle of chat, my pals at the Pal Talk Network, or call us at 855-266-5283. Just for a little fun, I'll give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So here we are, down the last straightaway, for this hour anyway, of America Tonight. And as I said, here's the one place that when I read more about what they were doing, as far as the data that they were culling from the people in the neighborhoods, it made me think, you know, this is a place where I don't think I'd feel comfortable. Visiting, yes, and in fact I have visited there. Living there, not so much. And the place I'm talking about is San Leandro. And if you know where San Leandro is, think Northern California, think, you know, Silicon Valley, that kind of thing. So they've got a license plate reader. The first one they picked up was back in 2008. And what happens is the city has a record for every time, you know, the scanners click on the license plates of cars. So they can log thousands of plates in an 8-hour patrol shift. They're driving around and it's on the top of the patrol car. They scan all the license plates constantly. It's, you know, they say it's about paperback size. I've actually seen one. It's on the outside of the police cars. And they're getting all this information. And what do they do with that information when they read your plate? And at a rapid pace, the way that they're doing it. Well, what they do is they set up, you ready for this? Sharing centers. Dozens of law enforcement intelligence sharing centers. And they started doing this after September 11th. They started signing agreements with a firm in Silicon Valley called Planter to come up with a database of license plate records coming in from the police using the thing that was like a paperback size on the top of the patrol cars. So they were able to get the information that way. I'd have to say, with the ties to the Pentagon and all the other intelligence agencies and all this data collection, it would make me uncomfortable. It would make me uncomfortable. I mean, is that naive on my part? Because, hey, my license plate is probably out there. That, you know, that's the automatic reaction to say, well, I'm sure they got my license plate somewhere. Somewhere they've got a record of it. So the amount of records that they can handle, the pictures, the photographs you're able to take, and the amount of new towns, Northern California, they are ultra paranoid. So not just San Leandro, the police there using it. There's a great area over the Bay Bridge. It's an awesome place to go and visit, but now it's not so much of one of my favorite places anymore. But it's called Tiburon, and they have these now plate scanners and cameras on a couple of roads that come in and out of town. And they're putting them in certain areas. So they're adopting this technology big time. San Leandro is the worst, and they lead the way. But others are following suit. The, you know, these records of the movements are so revealing. If somebody hasn't done anything wrong, they have all these different license plates. I mean, your license plate logged in different places. I mean, that they know where what you're doing. Oh, they went to the liquor store. Oh, they went to the mall. Oh, they went to church. Oh, they went to go hang out with those people. Oh, they went to a political rally because they know it records where you are. It's pretty much where the license plate, you know, bagged you. It's not just a tight shot of the license plate. So, to me, it's even worse than the red light cameras. I don't like the idea of the red light cameras either, but I definitely don't like the idea of the massive reads of the license plates, because you can imagine how this is what happens. How you can put one person in the area of something that's happened, and all of a sudden they're a person of interest. They're a person of interest. And just trusting that it's going to some kind of an information, I'm going to call it a hut. Dump it in the hut. And they're going to get rid of it, and it's not going to be a problem. That's not what's happening. They have your mountains of information. They're tracking your personal movements. They're talking about law-abiding citizens who are moving about their none of your business days, and you got their business through scanning the license plate. So I would have to say, and there is no court doctrine on any of this. There's no guidance. It's exploratory, so they're just shooting away. They're running around with their new devices, and they're shooting all of it. So there's no privacy. There's no privacy. Where's the protection for the people who are on the road that are just everyday Californians who aren't doing anything harmful? Why should they be lumped into the criminal group? For goodness sake, it's like criminals have more rights than Americans. So to me, it's very, very, very disturbing. And I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like knowing that even more of that information that's unnecessary, the none of ya, I call it none of ya business, the none of your business is big in data collection. That's what they're doing. They're getting our data, they're culling it, and whether they should have it or not, and really they shouldn't have it, they got it. I mean, how many of us don't have information collected on us? That's what I would really love to know, and there is no answer to that. It's not paranoia, it's not fear-mongering, it's just what it is. Being revealed, more is being revealed, and if anything, we're going in a negative direction, certainly not a positive direction, because you ask yourself this question each and every day. And again, I say this not for fear-mongering or to whip something up. It's what I think. How many privacy, liberty, I love this country, the land of freedom, how many of those things are going to be able to proclaim in the next 5, 10, 15 years? I don't want to live like other people live in other countries. There's a reason why I love being an American. There's a reason why I try to help out in the community and why you try to help out in your communities. We've got it good. We have a good life here. But if we don't stay vigilant about what's happening with this crazy abuse of power out of D.C., frankly, I mean, it's appalling the things that they're getting away with. When I say they're getting away with, I'm talking about all branches of government. You know, was this really what the forefathers set up? Is this really what they wanted to see? I would challenge anyone, if you're as frustrated as many of you sound when you send emails or you chat me up or any of that kind of stuff, I would challenge any of you to then just get up, pull yourself up off the couch or your dog tired, get on an email when you come home from work, just bang it out, and then you're done with it, and really exercise your rights as a voter, as an American, to be on top of what's happening. Don't let America become the forgotten country, because I don't want to be on that list, and I don't think you want to be on that list. By the way, we have a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Shay says Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello is right. He is married to Diana Krall, and they have twin boys that are probably around 7 years old now. How about that?
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.